I've been to school a lot. I have a bachelor's degree in health education, which is where you learn all about the human body and about telling other people about the human body and how things work. So I should know a lot about people. And then also I have a master's degree in social work, which is how you learn about, you know, human interaction. And so, yeah, I've had to go to a lot of school to understand people because I didn't get it. My folks are loners. I come from a family of loners, which teaches you a lot of things. It teaches you about being independent and self-sufficient and really not giving a shit about what other people think. Now, these are valuable, valuable skills, but they're not people skills. And I didn't really notice that I was not getting people skills until I was probably in junior high, which is about when girls start to get like various messages about what the expectations for women are. And so I quickly figured out, because I did go to school the whole time, that then I was not expected to be smart anymore, but kind of like giddy and silly and into silly things and shave and stuff. But because of my upbringing, I quickly realized that was a load of crap. So I quit that, and then I decided to quit worrying about that sort of thing. But it got more difficult as I got older, realizing that I really didn't understand people. And it came to a real head when I had my first romantic relationship and then fucked it up. So I was 22, and I had this incredible realization that I just didn't get relationships. And I thought, well, where am I going to learn this? And now, since I've been to a lot of school, but the real place I learned it was from other people, and in fact, from my friends. And I've been very fortunate in my friends in this life. And so what I did is I was living with two gals, Laura and Heidi, and Heidi was dating this gal named Toria, and they did relationships the way I wanted to do them. And so I put them under anthropological scrutiny. And so I watched them, and I watched how they did that. So I would see Heidi, and she would walk to the refrigerator, and she would open the refrigerator. And when she was there, she would say, "Can I get you a beer?" And it wasn't because, and this made no sense to me, really, because I'm like, if she wanted a beer, she could have gotten up and gotten it. You know, her legs aren't broken. She knows where the refrigerator is, you know, but she did it anyway. So this made no sense to me. But I had to take it on faith that there were people out there who knew about getting along with other people, who knew about supporting other people and being nice. So I started practicing. So I would make dinner, and sometimes I would make more than enough for just myself. And then I would say, "I made some soup. Would you like some?" And you know what? People liked it. And a lot of times they said yes, and they weren't offended. They didn't say, like, as if I don't know how to make soup, you know? And so that like worked out really well. And so then I worked on it myself so that like people like maybe would like open the door for me or something. And I resisted the urge to say, "Oh no, I got it. I got it. You don't need to do that." And I would just say, "Thank you." And I kept this up for about 2 or 3 years, and it must have seemed like the strangest thing, but after a while, I think they sort of caught on, and they would start explaining their motivations behind their actions to me. And I would say, "So when someone's sick, what do you do?" And then they would talk about how, like, sometimes if other people are sick, then maybe they are not feeling well enough to go to the store. So they might, like, offer to go to the store. I thought, oh, that's great. So then I started dating again because I felt I was ready. And then, so I was dating this gal named Jennifer. And so then I came home one time and she was crying. And I said, "Oh, how are you? She said, I'm fine. And I said, oh, okay. So she later told me, she said, I wasn't fine. I said, well, why didn't you just say you weren't fine? She said, well, you should have known, and that you should have been able to reassure me. So I went to another friend of mine who by now was used to my social retardedness, and I said, explain to me this reassurance thing. So what would that look like? How would I do that? She says, oh, it's easy. You're going to get it. So even though you don't know that things are going to be okay, what you say is, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And sure enough, the next time I saw someone who said that they were fine, but they didn't look fine, because I didn't trust anyone after that. I was like, really? And so then I would, you know, use my eyes, and I wouldn't believe my ears, and I would say, it's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. And it was great. It was like magic. And I so appreciated this. Now, this is something I never learned in school. I even went to social work school. And it is the job of telling people that they are going to be fine. And they never revealed this to me. Because friendship is where the most wonderful place to be schooled. That's what we do for each other, is we teach each other things. And I ended up writing my thesis on friendship, and I read some Aristotle. And he devotes a lot of ethics to friendship. And he says that friendship is actually where we learn to be better people. And that friendship is not just like, I like to surf, you like to surf. Because if one person quits surfing for some reason, then you're like, are you not friends anymore? And then other times of friendships is you're just doing something together. So you're like work colleagues, and you have something to talk about so long as you're doing the same thing. But then if you're not doing something together, then there's no friendship there. But the greatest kind of friendship, he said, is philia, which is the root word of philosophy, actually, that it's the highest form of friendship where we help people be better people. And I think that it's just one of the most wonderful ways to be schooled, because it's in a supportive environment. There is no bureaucracy in friendship. There is no, oh, this is the 57th cup of coffee I bought, and you have only bought 59 cups of coffee. It's not a bureaucracy. It's not a hierarchy. It's just a supportive place to learn things, and really practical things, like how to give reassurance, or what to do when people are sick, or how to look at something from somebody else's perspective. And there's really very, very few places to learn that sort of skill. So despite all the schooling, I'm not super proud of having a master's degree. I'm more proud of the many friendships that I've had and the many friendships of people who have put up with me for so very long, being one of the most insensitive people that they have ever met.